How often have we finished everything that we have started, every job, every task assigned to us? Oftentimes, we may fail. You're listening to Longitude Special Edition. I'm Darris McNeely. We've been going through the sayings that Christ made as he was dying on the cross, the seven last statements of Christ, and we've come to number six. In John 19 and in verse 30, let's read. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. And a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on hyssop and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. It is finished. Christ was expressing a fact, a triumphal statement. What was finished was Christ as the Lamb of God, the very Lamb prophesied to have been fulfilled from before the foundation of the world, as we're told in 1 Peter 1 and verse 20, was now in place. That sacrifice, that one offering that would be made once and for all for mankind to be redeemed, was now in place. That's what was finished. Not necessarily the whole work of God, not even the whole plan of God, but the sacrifice of redemption was in place, and it was finished, and it was paid in full. And the sacrifice for sin for all time was now in place. The Lamb of God was now squarely offered up on the altar of Golgotha, not sheep, not bullocks, nor turtle doves, but a chunk of God nailed to the wood for the sins of the world. A complete sacrifice with no imperfections. Christ had lived a perfect life, and his work had been completed. Christ was a finisher. He had set about from the very beginning of his ministry to do his Father's will. It was his will to do the work of the Father, and he was a finisher. And, more importantly, God and Christ are going to finish their work that they've begun within us. They have begun a good work in us, and as we're told by Paul in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, that they will finish that work. They will bring it to a fruition, and that is a great comfort. And as we think of the sacrifice of Christ, as we partake of the symbols of the sacrifice of Christ, when we observe the Passover service of the bread and the wine, we understand that we are renewing a lifetime commitment to finish the course that God has chosen for us. We fully recognize that it's a challenge. We fully understand our own weaknesses. We know that we will not finish that job without the help of God. But when it's all said and done, and when we acknowledge and when we do believe, the victory then is in place. It's all the details that just have to be worked out below, the details within our life, and the decisions we make, the choices that we are involved with. We will finish, we can finish, just as Christ said, it is finished. The message of Jesus from the cross here at this point is that our Savior is in place. The Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb, has now been fulfilled. His last breath, really, was our first moment of real life. And we must follow him to the end, wherever and whatever the Spirit allows and brings to us. That was the sixth statement that Jesus made. Now let's look to the seventh statement. Let's understand what Christ made as the last statement that we have recorded within the Gospels. I'm combining this podcast into two to finish the series that I've been working on here. Let's turn back to Luke chapter 23 and look at verse 46. Because now as Christ was finally in the last minutes, perhaps even seconds, of his life, we find recorded here in Luke 23 and verse 46, when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. He was quoting here from Psalm, the 31st Psalm, verses 1 through 5. And it might be good to go back and read that and read it together if you have a Bible in front of you. Psalm 31, verse 1. It says, In you, Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. Verse 3. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You've redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. And so, Christ's last statement here on the cross was quoting from this psalm. A total resolve is what's talked about here in this psalm. A total resolve to give himself, not only for man, but to God. Christ is going to be the king of the world tomorrow because he is already willingly surrendered to God. His words and his example are the standard. It's an assured surrender without hesitation, without reservation. And that is something very precious in God's sight. It's very beautiful to him because he rarely sees it in the human beings. And yet now, and only now, at such surrender can God as the master potter go to work. We have to be completely malleable and pliable in his hands as a wet piece of clay, ready to be worked and shaped. As we approach the time of season of observing the Passover, the days of unleavened bread now, we have to ask ourselves, to whom have we turned our life over? Have we committed not only our spirit, but everything that we have to God? Have we asked God to partner with us in every facet of our life? Or are there some parts of our life that we continue to reserve to ourselves and we've not yet, out of pride, out of stubbornness, out of our own vain ambition, we've not yet opened the door to God and invited him into our life to clean out and to change in our mind and in our heart all of these matters? There is a cure. There's a cure for the anxiety, the fear, the problems we wrestle with. There is a cure for all of the details of this physical life that burden us and weigh us down and keep us from achieving the full impact of God's calling. And that really comes down to our inability to cast all of our care upon God. That's what Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, to cast all of our care upon him, for he cares for us. Christ did that. He committed his whole life, and that at the last moment of his life, with his last breath, he expressed that commitment in those words. His life was totally committed in that way. These last sayings of Christ, these seven sayings that we have gone through here in this series, do point us in a very direct way to the total commitment that we must have in our life as we figure out what it's all about and go about living in a godly fashion, understanding the plan and the purpose of God. When we look at the message from the cross that Christ gave here, it's simply this, that this way of life is not about getting, it's but about giving. It's not about waiting to get something from God or from his word. It's about giving ourselves without any hesitation or reservation because we know the one to whom we are committed. And like Christ, we become a complete sacrifice, complete in the sense of being holy and acceptable to him. Christ gave himself for us. Through all these sayings, we learn exactly what that means. It's a beautiful time of year. It's a beautiful message that all of these seven sayings of Christ give to us as we give ourselves completely to him and allow his work to be done. I hope you've enjoyed this series. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.